Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
A Hail Mary that was a sad Mary. People falling down, being held, nobody looking or knows what's happened. Would you have called pass interference on this? Also, the most elaborate signal stealing in the history of the world? The banana peel return strategy. It's a bold choice for college football. And the little thing I like to call the World Series. Let's go around the horn.
Oh, right.
World. Little thing in there.
So, Tim, I saw you pulling the flag. You're calling a pass interference on a last-second Hail Mary. You know, the NFL said they were going to start doing this a few years ago. They haven't really done it yet. Sad Mary, or for my paisani, Lazy Mary. And it was a win for Buffalo. The contact there and whether it was interference and disrupted a tap play that could have been for Godwin. Godwin couldn't track the ball, and it falls to the turf. The second question was it the must-win, must-dominate the panel demanded of the Bills yesterday? Marcel, you can start with anything you want, but just know, I'm going to ask you, did the Bills win get them right or leave their contendership murkier?
I think their contendership is still pretty murky, Tony. A win is a win, don't get me wrong. Like, you did what you were supposed to do against a team that you were expected to beat. Josh Allen was back to his old self. It was about as most balanced game I've seen the Bills offense play in the past 5 years or so. Four different receivers with over 60 receiving yards. But defensively, I'm still just not sold that they can get this done without Matt Milano and Trey White. Maybe without White, but Matt Milano is arguably the best inside linebacker in the NFL right now. That is simply too big of a burden to deal with. And, I mean, Tampa still had a shot to win it at the end of the game. We just saw the replay, Tony. They were still having trouble. They're still having trouble putting teams away. This is four straight games where things have been uncertain at the end of the game. I'm not sure that they're a championship caliber, but they have Josh Allen, so they'll always have a shot.
And just to drill down on the last play, are you throwing a flag for pass interference there, Marcel?
Yeah, I'm throwing a flag. Whatever the rules are, the Bills just understand it at a molecular level because they had the exact same scenario, more or less, against the Giants a couple weeks ago where it could have been called and it didn't. So clearly the Bills know. They should teach the seminar.
Emily Kaplan.
Yeah, I think that the Bills did a lot of things right. They corrected a lot of the ills from that Patriots loss. Josh Allen was handling pressure really well. He spread the ball around to four different receivers. He limited his turnovers. The defense, I thought, was great for most of the game. They shut down Mike Evans until that last drive. 11 different drives that the Buccaneers had. Six of them ended in punts. That's fantastic. But you can't let it unravel to the end of the game where it gets to a point of a Hail Mary. And I don't trust this team. I think it's a very murky case when you get to the playoffs if you're going to finish games like that.
So that's two that the Bills' state of affairs got a little murkier with a win. Tim Kalish, how about you?
Continued murkiness for sure. Even if they were more balanced, even if they played a little better, Tampa Bay is throwing for a winning score on the final play, just like the Giants were in Buffalo the last time they were in Buffalo a couple weeks ago. That is a problem. That's a continued problem. Marcel mentioned the defensive issues. I just don't think it's going to become a great defense like they've had in the past. It can be good, but the offense is going to have to get just a lot more productive to really carry this team through the playoffs.
And to Pablo Torre, what you saw from Buffalo last night.
I saw a case for optimism that is clear, and now listening to everybody be pessimistic. Because there are no great teams in the NFL this season, Tony. There aren't any, and they're going to play some of them coming up, right? The Eagles, the Chiefs, the Cowboys. We'll see all of these contenders. They will, the Buffalo Bills, and they'll find out for sure. But right now, in a league in which offense is down across the board and there are no standout, obvious championship favorites to me, here you have a team led by a quarterback whose main problem has been seemingly rectified. We started this season on this show talking about how Josh Allen seemed broken. He passed for almost 80% completion, right, in this game. He was fine. Another touchdown on the ground, as Marcel alluded to. So to me, is the defense a question? Sure. But everybody has questions. They have a great answer.
Okay. All right. So you are optimistic. Not as much murk.
Yes.
From the Bills last night.
Less murk.
Less murk. Okay. We've been normal. Move on. Bucks 118, Sixers 117. First impression of Damian Lillard with Milwaukee. Woo. He can hit those free throws. 17 of 17 from the line when it counted most. And the dagger three. Lillard had 39, which is about as good as you can have in a debut. Before this game, Anthony Kumpf, quote, "This is his team," end quote. Talking about Lillard. So, Pablo, how much stock do you put in Giannis saying that it's Lillard's team? And what's your takeaway from their first game together?
Let's be clear, Tony. Lillard doesn't own this team. He has a timeshare in this team. And luckily for Giannis, that is the fourth quarter. That is when it is Dame Lillard's team. And we remember how this season ended against the Miami Heat last season. They scored 16 points as a unit, as a team in the fourth. Dame Lillard scored 14 in the last 4 minutes. So look, it's Giannis' team through quarters one through three, and then it's Dame time. And that part of the mythology of him is clearly, unfortunately, quite real.
Marcel Louis-Jacques.
Yeah, I mean, checking my watch, it looks like it's Dame time still. They have in Milwaukee now something that should make the rest of the East terrified, and that is a closer. When you watch that Heat-Bucks series from a couple years ago, Jimmy Butler is a closer. Giannis wasn't quite that. You kind of were hoping that some combination of Giannis and Middleton and Holiday and Lopez could get hot. You know what Dame is bringing come the fourth quarter. This is wonderful. And for Giannis to say it's Dame's team, that's just him saying, I don't want any controversy. You can have it. We all know whose team it is. This is Giannis Antetokounmpo's team. He's still arguably the best player in the world. But I love what Pablo said. Come fourth quarter, check your watch. It's
Dame time. All right. If you love what Pablo said, though, I'll give him the point. All right, there we go, Marcel.
Thank you.
Emily Kaplan, number one takeaway from the debut of Lillard and Giannis together from Milwaukee.
That I gotta disagree with the fellas here. It's not just the fourth quarter. If you watch this entire game, it was Dame's game. When he was on the court, they were plus 15 without Giannis. When Giannis was on the court without Dame, they were minus 10. 34 of his points were unassisted. When I initially heard that quote, I'm like, okay, here's Giannis just doing the right thing, making his new teammate feel comfortable and assimilated. But he means it. Like, there's a level of humility that Giannis has at this point. He knows that the knock on him in the past was he doesn't want to be the guy, or not even trusted him to be the guy to take the shot at the end. Now he knows they've got to take the shot at the end and drive the offense throughout the game, and they're the best team that Giannis has had. So I totally buy that this is Dame's team, but this is the best team in the NBA, and I think the rest of the league should be.
There it is. One game takeaway. This is the best team in the NBA.
That's why we're here.
And to extend it, I think you would say then this is Giannis and Lillard are the best duo in the NBA. That's another conversation people like to have. Tim Kalishaw to you.
Best team in the NBA got a couple of really fortunate
they
calls
did.
Down the stretch.
And got to the line.
Beat the Sixers at home.
Also that.
But I will agree with this. I mean, they've essentially traded Jrue Holiday, a very good, solid two-way player, for Damian Lillard, an unstoppable offensive player. That's just a nightmare for teams that build their defense to stop Giannis, and now you got to worry about Lillard over here. That's the best. It's the best two-man combination in the NBA for
there
sure.
There it is. Okay.
I'm going to take a little more time to say it's the best
Marcel,
team.
Were you shaking your head no on best duo? Please.
Oh, hold on. Best duo. I'm not willing to call them the best team in the NBA. The Denver Nuggets still very much exist, and there's still no guarding that Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic two-man game.
Okay.
But I do think that this is the best two-man duo in the NBA. Absolutely. Who's stopping a Giannis, Dame Lillard pick and roll in the East? Absolutely.
And Pablo
nobody.
Torre.
No, I love this trade.
Can I just get more than a game in?
Oh, yeah, you
a game
can absolutely
kind of
take
a
as much time
call.
As you need.
No.
You'll get muted for it, but take as much time as you need. That's all. We've been hard, we'll move on. Now the World Series, game one tonight. Unless you need more time, Pablo, I can talk to the commissioners, see
no,
if they can hold
can,
it
we,
for you.
We can do show. No, we can
Diamondbacks do show. Rangers, the granted. Series you didn't know you needed, the House Money Series. Tim, you'll be there. Which team's advantages will make the biggest difference in this World Series?
Pablo, these teams have played 174 games. I hope that's enough for you to participate here. I'm going to give you three quick reasons the Rangers have the advantage. One is their deeper, better, more powerful lineup. They hit 67 more home runs than Arizona this season. Two, they're the best defensive team in baseball. They got 5 Gold Glove finalists, and they've showed that defense throughout the playoffs. And three, they have something a winning team has to have, Tony. You know what that is?
Timing.
A manager.
Oh, okay.
That's right. A manager. You got to have a manager. And they've got a manager who's won three World Series with a lot less of a lineup in San Francisco. Bruce Bochy's going to get him another time.
Wow. Systematic, automatic, like a Tommy gun delivering those bullet points. Tim Kalischa, Marcel Louis-Jacques. Both teams have done things very well in this postseason, so they both have advantages in their arsenal. Whose will make the biggest difference?
I think it's got to be Texas. And really, it depends on what you value more. Do you value the base running and overall team speed of the Arizona Diamondbacks, or do you value the depth and the home run hitting, the power of the Texas Rangers? I'm never going to speak ill of Bruce Bochy. I grew up in Northern California. What he did with the San Francisco Giants is still legend up there. I love that, the advantage they have in the dugout. At the same time, they also have the hottest hitter in the game right now, Adolis Garcia. And I know one guy does not make an impact on an entire baseball team, but when he's that hot, it's infectious, as the Houston Astros found out just last week. Give me the Rangers, although they've let me down before, so I'm not going to say it's a sweep or even a gentleman sweep. I think they split the first four games and then win the next two, Rangers in six.
Pablo Torre.
The reason you pick the Diamondbacks is the reason the Rangers and the Diamondbacks are in the World Series, which is that none of the large sample size stuff matters, actually, it turns out. The Diamondbacks, Tim, the Arizona Diamondbacks are still being outscored on the season, despite being in the World Series. Hasn't happened since the 87 Twins. And so what is the magic of the Arizona Diamondbacks? It is the base stealing. It is the fact that they're squeezing runs out of nothing. They have a couple of pitchers that they trust. Everything else is a bullpen game. I don't get it. I'm a math guy, ostensibly. I don't get it. But all I know is that I keep seeing it. And for that reason, sure, give me the Diamondbacks in 2020.
And Emily Kaplan.
Math guy wants a small sample size, a big sample size. Nothing's going to make you happy, Pablo. When I look at the Diamondbacks, though. I know they don't have the power to win in a shootout against the Texas Rangers. We know that. But their secret weapon is actually their pitching coach, Brent Strom. He was the architect of all those really good Astros runs. He came out of retirement, and every move he has made has hit all the right notes. That bullpen has a sub-3 ERA. And look, I'm going to say this. I'm not scared of offending the state of Texas. I am a little scared of offending Tim Kalischa, who I've seen a lot. But this team is 6-2 on the road. You think they're going to get a crazier environment than what they had in Philadelphia than they have in Texas? No.
Both these teams have played better on the road than at home recently. Tim, you know who's throwing out the first pitch tonight for game one?
I believe it's George W. throwing to Pudge.
Yes, one of the greatest first pitches of all time, 22 years ago.
Yes, I was there.
But now he's 77. Can he still get it there? That'll be something to watch.
Yeah.
Coming up, you guys ever see the movie Imitation Game or read about the Enigma code breaking at Bletchley Park?
Oh.
Nothing compared to the most elaborate signal stealing in the history of the world. Next, a guy who bought a ticket with a cell phone in a seat at the arena.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
Lakers 100, Suns 95, how L.A. got their first win. Bounce back game from Anthony Davis, 30-12. And 35 minutes from LeBron James. The plan? for 28 to 30 minutes in the minute restriction all season, thrown out the window in game two. LeBron says it was an easy call to go over. Tim, good thing or bad thing to blow through the minutes restriction in game two?
It's a little desperate. I mean, if you're going to have a restriction, it's there for a reason. You want LeBron to be good in April, and you hope May. If you're so desperate to beat a Suns team without Beal and Booker at home in October, that's not a good start.
Emily Kaplan?
Yeah, I feel like we're talking about the Bucks, who's the top dog. LeBron has been the top dog for 21 years. Every time we try to write him off, we forget that the aging curve needs to be redefined. And there's a guy that spent $1 million on his body this year. Stop giving him limits.
Okay. All right, fine. So you're going the other way, that we don't even need a minute restriction. And last night was proof of that. Marcel Louis-Jacques.
Yeah, I mean, he went like 5 minutes over the restriction against a team that's expected to be one of the best in the West. You got to set the tone at some point. You're going to feel a lot better about yourself if you lose with your best players on the court than you do if you lose with LeBron.
All right. So you're,
if he says he's good, let him go.
You're all right with no minutes restriction. Game two, the decision has been made. And Pablo Torre, how about you?
Yeah, I buy his decision through the lens of storylines. LeBron knows story. One story is if they lose a second straight game to a team that they're supposed to be right there with, that's a storyline problem. But the second thing is, Tony, the bigger story of the NBA, load management. Thank you, LeBron James, for establishing Adam Silver's dream come true. Guys caring about a game that was missing, by the way, two other stars that I think everyone was missing.
Buy or sell two? The most elaborate signal stealing in the history of the world. That's the latest from Ross Dellinger. Yahoo has been all over this Michigan alleged sign stealing scandal. That quote from an unnamed opposing coach. Reportedly, multiple coaches told TCU to be prepared for last year's playoff game with Michigan. TCU put in dummy signals after hearing about all the signal stealing, reportedly. Michigan reportedly never scouted TCU, allegedly. TCU won the game when they scored 51. Marcel, the NCAA investigation continues, but most elaborate in the history of the world, and everybody knew, and it having consequence in the national semifinal. Is this getting more damning and salacious, or more hyperbolic and something else?
Way more damning, because not only is this the most elaborate scheme in the world, but it has also failed to win you a national championship. How are you going to cheat and still lose? You held Ohio State to 23 points, but TCU can drop 51 on you? Another thing, though, I'm starting to think Carter Stallions was a rogue agent, because what kind of company man buys tickets with his own name, brags about what he's doing via text message, and leaves a paper and digital trail? I actually wouldn't be surprised if Harbaugh didn't really know everything that was going
on. All that allegedly. Allegedly,
look, I'm willing to see.
But the headline, most elaborate signal stealing in the history of the world. You're buying that this was the most elaborate the world has ever seen? Pablo, how about you?
I'm old enough to remember a time when a trash can getting banged upon was a high water mark in the world of sign stealing.
Okay.
I don't think this reaches that threshold. I do like Marcel's new theory, though. I'm going to indulge it. The idea that, in fact, Connor Stallions, great name, is a double agent on behalf of another team because he's so sloppy in the cheating that he was alleged to have committed. I do think, though, the reaction, broadly speaking, to this scandal is symptomatic of why this scandal happened in the first place. A desperate, petty attempt to undermine your opponent. I don't think this is a matter of a difference of kind. I think this is a matter of a difference of degree. And clearly the Harbaugh family knows something about going the extra mile to get, you know, what you want.
Tim Kalishaw.
I still think the story is more weird and funny than it is a serious transgression. If all these teams knew, as is suggested, Michigan was doing it, nobody really spoke out about it. And that big elaborate quote, most elaborate in the world, suggests a lot of other teams are doing it. Michigan's just more invested. The thing I think is funny is that Michigan sees itself as this lofty university that, oh, we wouldn't stoop to that. That's for the Ohio States of the world. We don't worry about things like that. And now they're the ones getting caught.
Allegedly. And Emily Kaplan.
Here's how I feel about the scandal. We are all learning about how broad and commonplace sign stealing is. We're all learning the rules of where you cannot scout. Mm-hmm. The second we find out, okay, this is Michigan involved, we're a little interested. The second we find out, oh, it's an ex-military guy, okay. And then when we find out he writes a 600-word page, rather, manifesto on his plans to take over the program, this is the most hyperbolic scandal of all time, and I cannot keep my eyes on it.
Yeah, I mean, to call it the most elaborate, the guy's buying tickets for a total of $15,000 over 40 games. That's a pretty good deal. I'd love to know their StubHub connection. to sit in a 100,000-seat stadium, to take out maybe a phone, allegedly, and maybe look at a sideline everyone else can see? Wow. Khaled Shaw, Kaplan, Showdown next.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Around the Horn is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
One undefeated remaining. Last night on ice, down go the Bruins. Ducks quacked them twice in the third and again in overtime. Down go the Avalanche. Penguins plowed through them in a shutout. Only the Golden Knights have clean undies. Emily, power rank me.
It's the Golden Knights first. You know how rare it is in the salary cap era for a Stanley Cup champion to return its entire team except for one player? And the one player that's now a regular of the Golden Knights, Paul Cotter, scored maybe the goal of the year this week. Then I take the Bruins. Nah, I take the Avs. Then the Bruins. Don't worry, though, Tim. Your Stars will be just fine.
Mm-hmm. Timmy?
I think the Stars are right in this discussion until about 10 o'clock last night when they lost to Toronto 4-1. But I do think it is Vegas, and I agree that that team was loaded a year ago, and they lost very little. They have a great home ice advantage, great crowd. It's going to be a very tough team to stop.
All right, so you're both out on a limb. The defending champs are the best team to start this year. You guys been catching up on the Frozen Frenzy? I love it. I call it the Friend Zone. And I love when they dip into a Montreal game and it's in French. Love it. We'll move on. Slipping on a football is our final showdown of the day. Because it wasn't just that. It was actually slipping on a football and the result being it's a fumble. And you just let up a touchdown with the recovery in your end zone. Oh, Tim, how do you explain that one to your teammates?
I'm just wondering where 23 was going. He's walking away from the ball when it's kicked, just assuming it's going to go in the end zone. Even though his teammate could have saved him, that's a tough one for the Bulls.
Emily?
Yeah, I feel like most people are going to watch this and say, oh, it's not top 10. It looks like that guy just ran into a Home Alone booby trap. But I'm going to carry Pablo's torch for optimism. Let's give some flowers to that kicker. What a kick that was.
The man slipped on the football like it was a banana peel. Unbelievable. Tim Kalishaw, he's covering a World Series tonight. He's taking a FaceTime right now.
Oh, thank you, Tony. You know, these eyes have seen many things in the sporting world through the years. I've seen two Detroit teams win championships in Detroit. I've seen the Tigers in 84 and the Red Wings in 97. I've never seen a Dallas-Fort Worth team win a title here. You know why? It's never happened. The Cowboys have won 5 Super Bowls from Pasadena to Atlanta. I saw the Mavs win in Miami. Stars in the middle of the night in Buffalo. Rangers in 6. So they can be the first to win right here.
There it is. We'll see if it plays out, and we'll see you Monday.